So that's it. The full-time whistle has been blown, and it signals another home defeat for Finn Harps, who find themselves, Declan, looking over their shoulders again, because Waterford have closed the gap to just 4 points, and that's all thanks to a big win here in Balbofay. A 1-0 victory thanks to that penalty from Junior Quitama just before half time, and that, in actual fact, in injury time at the end of for the first half, and that was enough to decide this contest.
Yeah, it was. I expect the big moments in the game, obviously, great time for them to score just before half time. They go in there 1-0 with probably, you know, both teams probably, you know, it's looking like it's going to be a 0-0 and at half time, but they got that big decision, obviously went their way, and the referee took a moment, but he blew for a penalty, and Junior stepped up and put the keeper Martin Ginney the wrong way and stuck it into the keeper's right hand side, and you know, just before half time, that gives them a real lift just before half time to come out in the second half. And then straight away from the second half, as I said, we had an opportunity where we got Sean Boyce brought down the box, and Barry McNamee, who stuck it very well down to the keeper's right hand side. The keeper guessed it, went early and saved it, and that's been the big difference. And if we stick down away one each and just inside the first minute of the second half, we probably go on to win the game. But to be fair to Waterford, they were very stubborn in the second half, didn't push their fullbacks forward too much, kept the structure very strong and very defensive, but done the job and got three big points for them. And you can see the manager how happy he is just walking off there.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I was just watching there, Declan, while you were chatting, the players were shaking hands and things, but there were a few incidents there, very, very minor incidents, where some of the Harps players weren't too happy with some things that were being said out there, so I'm not too sure what was going on there. But anyway, it's Waterford who have taken the points. Harps will be disappointed to have lost again here in Balbofay, and they're on this real difficult run of results now. That's 7 matches without a win. Their last victory came at the RSE down against Waterford, but since then they've lost against the likes of Derry and Sligo, and now Waterford again, and they've picked up only a draw against Longford Town. So they're finding victories so hard to come by at this stage of the season, and there's a few big games coming up now again, so it's not going to be easy, Declan.
No, and I suppose we never make it easy for ourselves. I suppose we had that cushion for most of the season, where we were well away from Longford and Waterford, but now this result now kind of turns us on its head a wee bit. They're within 4 points of us, so they're sitting at 16 and we're in 20 points, with Dundalk ahead in 24 points, is it? So yeah, listen, it's between the three teams now, Longford are there as well, so it keeps everything on the melting pot as well. But yeah, listen, it's important that we've just had a dive where we just can't get results from anywhere, or wins from anywhere, in our home form needs to be better, and that's probably also on top of a few decisions haven't went our way, and we've missed penalties, but also we've missed key players in these big games as well, against Longford and Waterford as well. And defensively we've been a bit weaker, obviously, with Webster coming off again tonight. We've got Siddiqui suspended, and Shane McElhenney as well wasn't available tonight as well, so that's three big centre halves, and that gives that platform to go and play from there. But yeah, listen, it's never going to be easy with Harps, but we've made very difficult for ourselves, and we need to turn this around very soon.
And what's perhaps just as disappointing, Declan, you mentioned that penalty that Harps missed through Barry McNamee, well saved by the Waterford goalkeeper, but when you look down through the notes of that second half, aside from a good chance for Adam Foley 6 minutes into the second half, Harps never really created anything.
Yeah, it's difficult, you know. I suppose the way they set up to, they scored before half time and they just made sure there was no space in behind. And even when Tony Alabi came up top, you never felt that we were going to get in behind them, because they dropped a wee bit deeper and just they closed off that space where you can't get in behind them and let them play in front. And, you know, they just dropped a wee bit deeper. The midfielder dropped on top of that. And teams are really well organised in the Premier League. And once you get a goal up, and teams, and similar to Harps, Harps are the exact same teams. When you get a goal up, very hard to play against. And then they try to hit you with a counter attack then, because they play a wee bit deeper. And but yeah, listen, having a chance we create, we didn't create that much. I mean, in all the games, we huff and puff. If, you know, as you said, we had the penalty, obviously, and that changed the game. Adam had a good chance and probably should have squared it, looking back on it, and probably should have squared it at the back post where Sean Boyle would have been rolling into an empty net, and we didn't create enough, and that's a problem for us, and it's been a problem all year. We just haven't scored enough goals, and then to make matters worse, we don't look to keeping a clean sheet, and that's been a big problem. And even at home, we don't look to clean sheet, and if we get a clean sheet, one goal wins the game. But at the minute, we're in big trouble, because we're not scoring and we're not keeping clean sheets.
That's the voice of Declan Boyle, former Finn Harps captain. Thanks for your contribution tonight, and thanks to you for listening on what's been another disappointing night for Finn Harps. They've lost out here against Waterford by 1-0, so Waterford closed the gap on Harps to just 4 points.